delights my heart. It delights my heart to hear you sing of my victory, of my strength, of my majesty, of my overcoming power. It delights my heart. But even more than that, it delights my heart when you believe it in your heart. When you apprehend it in your heart and your life lives it. And your voice speaks it. And you tell others that I am the one that overcomes. That I am the one that delivers. So believe this in your heart. It delights the Father.
They know that the Lamb of God has overcome and he wears the victor's crown. But that victor's crown was gained in meekness, in humility, in being faithful unto the end, in being led unto death, making himself a servant of all. And those who would follow the Lamb wherever he goes for all of eternity must become like the Lamb. For that victory was gained in lowliness of heart, in meekness, in humility, in laying aside self and being willing to serve others, in being willing to serve those around him, in being willing to serve and lay aside his majesty, lay aside his reputation, lay aside his glory and his authority and his right. He laid down his right that he could gain a family for all of eternity, a bride for all of eternity, a people who share his heart, who share his love of the Father, who are willing to do whatever it takes to delight his Father's heart as he did. And it was through humility and through meekness that he gained the victor's crown and is seated now at the right hand of majesty on high. And he will lead the armies of heaven, and he will lead a victorious and a triumphant church on earth. For he will come back as the lion of the tribe of Judah, who will defeat every enemy, including hell, including death. No enemy can stand against the lion of the tribe of Judah, who wears the victor's crown. But that crown was gained through laying down his life, through laying down his reputation, through laying down everything that he was in meekness, in loneliness, in servanthood, and in death, that he could present to his Father a finished work.
To move in our midst.
I not truly done a work of pruning in your life? Have I not truly trimmed away those things that would hinder my calling in your life? Even though this night that truly you will bring forth in greater fruitfulness in the days that lie ahead. Know that even this day that apart from me you can do nothing. And know that you will bring forth new and fresh and abundant fruit to my glory.
A great harvest in these last days. There shall be a great